Listen to God's Word for September 25th. Today's reading includes Ezra 5 and 6, Psalm 137, and Haggai 1. May God bless this reading of His Word. Ezra 5. Later, the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jozadak, rose up and began to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, helping them. At that time, Tattenai, the governor of the region west of the Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai, and their associates went to the Jews and asked, "Who authorized you to rebuild this temple and restore this structure?" They also asked, "What are the names of the men who are constructing this building?" But the eye of their God was on the elders of the Jews, so that they were not stopped until a report was sent to Darius and written instructions about this matter were returned. This is the text of the letter that Tattenai, the governor of the region west of the Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai and their associates, the officials in the region, sent to King Darius. The report they sent him read as follows. To King Darius, all peace. Let it be known to the king that we went into the province of Judah, to the house of the great God. The people are rebuilding it with large stones and placing timbers in the walls. This work is being carried out diligently and is prospering in their hands. So we questioned the elders and asked, "Who authorized you to rebuild this temple and restore this structure?" We also asked for their names so that we could write down the names of their leaders for your information. And this is the answer they returned. We are servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the temple that was built many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and completed. But since our fathers angered the God of heaven, he delivered them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean who destroyed this temple and carried away the people to Babylon. In his first year, however, Cyrus, king of Babylon, issued a decree to rebuild this house of God. He also removed from the temple of Babylon the gold and silver articles belonging to the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken and carried there from the temple in Jerusalem. King Cyrus gave these articles to a man named Sheshbazzar, whom he appointed governor and instructed, "Take these articles, put them in the temple in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be rebuilt on its original site." So this Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundation of the house of God in Jerusalem. And from that time until now, it has been under construction, but it has not yet been completed. Now therefore, if it pleases the king, let a search be made of the royal archives in Babylon, to see if King Cyrus did indeed issue a decree to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. Then let the king send us his decision in this matter. Ezra 6. Thus King Darius ordered a search of the archives stored in the treasury of Babylon. And a scroll was found in the fortress of Ecbatana in the province of Media, with the following written on it. Memorandum. In the first year of King Cyrus, he issued a decree concerning the house of God in Jerusalem. Let the house be rebuilt as a place for offering sacrifices, and let its foundations be firmly laid. It is to be 60 cubits high and 60 cubits wide, with 3 layers of cut stones and 1 of timbers. The costs are to be paid from the royal treasury. Furthermore, the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and carried to Babylon, must also be returned to the temple in Jerusalem and deposited in the house of God. Therefore, Darius decreed, to Tattenai, governor of the region west of the Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai, and your associates and officials in the region, you must stay away from that place. Leave this work on the house of God alone. Let the governor and elders of the Jews rebuild this house of God on its original site. I hereby decree what you must do for these elders of the Jews who are rebuilding this house of God. The cost is to be paid in full to these men from the royal treasury out of the taxes of the provinces west of the Euphrates, so that the work will not be hindered. Whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, and lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, as well as wheat, salt, wine, and oil, as requested by the priests in Jerusalem, must be given to them daily without fail. Then they will be able to offer sacrifices of a sweet aroma to the God of heaven, and to pray for the lives of the king and his sons. I also decree that if any man interferes with this directive, a beam is to be torn from his house and raised up, and he is to be impaled on it. And his own house shall be made a pile of rubble for this offense. May God, who has caused his name to dwell there, overthrow any king or people who lifts a hand to alter this decree or to destroy this house of God in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have issued the decree. Let it be carried out with diligence. In response, Tattenai, the governor of the region west of the Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai and their associates diligently carried out what King Darius had decreed. So the Jewish elders built and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah, son of Iddo. They finished building according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. And this temple was completed on the third day of the month of Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. Then the people of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the exiles, celebrated the dedication of the house of God with joy. For the dedication of the house of God, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and a sin offering for all Israel of 12 male goats, one for each tribe of Israel. They also appointed the priests by their divisions and the Levites by their groups to the service of God in Jerusalem, according to what is written in the book of Moses. On the 14th day of the first month, the exiles kept the Passover. All the priests and Levites had purified themselves and were ceremonially clean. And the Levites slaughtered the Passover lamb for all the exiles, for their priestly brothers, and for themselves. The Israelites who had returned from exile ate it, together with all who had separated themselves from the uncleanness of the peoples of the land, to seek the Lord, the God of Israel. For 7 days they kept the feast of unleavened bread with joy, because the Lord had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria toward them to strengthen their hands in the work on the house of the God of Israel. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the willows we hung our harps, for there our captors requested a song. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. Sing us a song of Zion. How can we sing a song of the Lord in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand cease to function. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem as my greatest joy. Remember, O Lord, the sons of Edom on the day Jerusalem fell. Destroy it, they said, tear it down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, Blessed is he who repays you as you have done to us. Blessed is he who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Haggai 1. In the second year of the reign of Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, stating that this is what the Lord of hosts says. These people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it a time for you yourselves to live in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now this is what the Lord of hosts says. Consider carefully your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but never get warm. You earn wages to put into a bag pierced through. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Consider carefully your ways. Go up into the hills, bring down lumber, and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You expected much, but behold, it amounted to little, and what you brought home I blew away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts? Because my house still lies in ruins, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, on account of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth has withheld its crops. I have summoned a drought on the fields and on the mountains, on the grain, new wine, and oil, and on whatever the ground yields, on man and beast, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, as well as all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him. So the people feared the Lord. Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, delivered the message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, as well as the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and began the work on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.